Hello and a warm welcome to the Racing Postcast, brought to you by the Racing Post, sponsored by Unibet. We've got no Ascot, we've got no Haydock, we've got no Taunton, but on Saturday we have the all-weather to look through. But on this show, we're also going to be covering some racing from Sunday, just to give you guys a bumper preview there, watching and listening at home. Lingfield is going to be our point of call for both days. Obviously, we've got the Winter Millions Festival. We've missed the first day of that due to the weather conditions, but we have all weather action on Saturday and National Hunt action on Sunday, where we see the return of Lom Press. But we will do our best to try and find some winners anyway this weekend. Brett Williams joins us once again from Unibet. Brett, how are you? And look, it's not the best weekend of racing, but we can get through it and hopefully find some winners.
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you, Sam. Yeah, it's been a real tricky week, hasn't it, for Clark. So the courses up and down the country. Obviously, Chris Tickles at Ascot, they just tried to get that Clarence House meeting on, but you just knew it was doomed from sort of Tuesday and Wednesday, didn't you? And a similar story up at Haydock, Kirk and Tara and his team there. And Taunton, who of course were late abandoned and on sort of around midday on Friday. It's been a real tricky time for all of the jumps tracks, but you know, thankfully we've got some decent, you know, some competitive all weather action at the weekend. Lots of good offers from Unibet, and let's just keep our toes and our fingers crossed that the final day of the Winter Millions goes ahead at Lingfield on Sunday, because as you said, could be some top class jump racing action there as well.
Yeah, an inspection on 2 o'clock at Saturday at Lingfield, so we'll be having fingers crossed that that does go ahead. And Brett will be taking us through all the offers for each races, if there are any, during the show. We kick off on Saturday in the 2 o'clock at Lingfield, then on the all-weather, which is a handicap over 1 mile, a Class 3 event, where Talis Evolver is 4-1 favourite of Unibet, Dragon Icon is 9-2, Fantastic Fox 6-1, Al Ruffa is 13-2, Trope Power and Planet Dream are 17-2, and double figures bar these. Now I'll go to Tom Park. I haven't seen Tom Park for a little while on this show. Tom, how are you? And who's going to win this first race that we're covering on the all weather?
Yeah, very good, thanks. Shame about the racing, but I have to say, when you said that there was that we were covering the all weather, I kind of feared the worst when I was about to look into the cards. But there's some good races, isn't there, at Lingfield? Like, it's quite competitive action, so yeah, I'm quite looking forward to it. And yeah, I'm going to opt for the old boy in the opener, Plant a Dream. He's travelled so sweetly in his last couple of races at Kempton, where he's went off a massive price. I think he was 50-1, 33-1. But he goes well at Lingfield. Form figures of 2-1, 2-2. So he likes it here. He's drawn one. And he likes to sit in. I quite like horses at Lingfield that come from off the pace. And he's looked threatening on his last couple of starts. I thought he was a little bit unlucky last time, perhaps just left it a little bit late to grab Havlin, but he'll get another go on him here. And I just think he'll be flashing late, and he's a decent price. I think he might drift as well, given his age and connection. So he'd be one that, I think he's got a good each way chance.
Okay, Plant a Dream for Tom Park. And there was a big flick of the wrist and a nod from Robbie Wilders there. Yeah. Robbie, sounds like you're in the same camp here.
Two endorsements, mate. Quite like Plant a Dream here. Yeah, he's caught the eye, like Parky said, on his last couple of runs following a very long layoff. He clearly retains a lot of the ability he used to have a few years ago. Course form figures are 2-1-2. I'd imagine this has probably been the target, probably working back from these first couple of runs. Those races weren't as lucrative as this one. The only thing I'm really worried about is stall one, because he does like to be held up, and if he sort of gets caught in a pocket at the inside. But I think he is a well-handicapped horse. His mark's coming down. And with a bit of luck in running, I think he's definitely going to be in the frame.
Okay, Plant a Dream. Two votes for this horse here. We go to Brett Williams now. And Brett, we do have a money-back offer from 9 a.m. tomorrow morning on this race. Is that correct?
Yeah, so the good thing is, if you're betting with Unibet, we will be giving you your money back as cash if you back the second or the third in this race. And as an extra Brucey bonus for you, we will be paying four places each way as well. So money back second or third and four places each way, which sort of makes it a little bit easier if you're looking at trying to get a little bit of value. Our sort of flat ambassador, Richard Hannon's got two runners in this race, Talis Evolver and also Forca Tomeo. Talis Evolver is obviously a pretty interesting horse, improving, you know, coming nicely through the ranks here off a mark of 91. So has, I think, got to improve a little bit. But you just look there and see Ryan Moore having his first rise of the winter at Lingfield on Saturday. That's obviously a very positive jockey book, and the fact they've got Ryan on board, he's actually got four rides on the card on Saturday. I quite like Dragon Icon though. Of course, last ran in the German 2000 Guineas. This isn't a 2000 Guineas, this is back in handicap class, but very unexposed, got the hood on for the first time. I'm never too concerned about Roger Varian's horses coming back from a layoff. I think he can get them pretty fit first time. So Dragon Icon, you know, an interesting selection for me. And at a slightly bigger price, I like Tropez Power. I think can improve for that first run at Newcastle this year. Finished behind Dear My Friend. Showed some smart form in the summer. So Tropez Power at a bit of a bigger price. But I do think the most likely winner is Dragon Icon.
Okay, Dragon Icon for Brett Williams there, and Brett's mentioned Ryan Moore at Lingfield, four rides. I think punters are definitely going to be getting stuck into Ryan Moore at Lingfield. You wouldn't often see him there. Let's move on to the 2:35 then at Lingfield. This is a 5 furlong handicap, a class 2 event, where Unibet at the time of recording have Diamond Spirit as the 9-2 favourite. Silky Wilkie is 6-1. Bergerac also 6-1. Bedford Flyer 13-2. Alligator Alley and Clearpoint 7-1. 15-2 about Chipstead, 9-1 and bigger about the rest of the field. Robbie Wilders, I'll come to you. I had a look at this and I actually looked at Clearpoint at one stage and thought, I remember getting really excited about this horse as a 2-year-old. It hasn't quite happened since then. We now see this horse in a class 2 handicap on the all weather. He caught the eye a bit, but there's some decent 5 furlong all weather handicappers in here.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to excite you, pal. I'm going for Bergerac. I'm going two-handed. I'm going for Bergerac's the first one. This horse has been on a big upward curve on his last couple of starts. The horse he beat last time, Higher Mate. I think it's meant to be a higher mare in like Northern. Won by 5 lengths on his next start. That horse is rated £10 higher now. Bergerac's up £5. Just a really, really progressive horse. I mean, he actually was rated around this sort of mark a couple of years ago, but he's just really refound his form, and he's got quite a nice draw and stall too. The other one I can't resist, in case there is a pace collapse because there's a lot of speed here, is Zarzini in stall 10. He's got the first time blinkers on, but you know, he's just on a very good mark. He's down to 84. I mean, this time 16 months ago he was rated 104. His all-weather form figures, read 3-2-2-2-2-3. He's never run an RPR below 93 on the all-weather. He's off 84. I think he's well-treated, and if they do go too hard up front, he could capitalise after quite a decent comeback at Wolves in January.
Okay, a couple to look forward to there in the 5 furlong handicap from Robbie. Brett, I'll come to you next. Who's going to be winning this one?
Well, I think Robbie's actually been reading my notes, because I've pretty much written down everything that he said with regards to Zarzini. Yeah, he said he's very well handicapped, I think, for his first time. Could be very interesting. I quite like Clearpoint as well. I know you touched on that one. I remember, I think someone gave me a tip for this horse when it was first time out for Richard Fahey and absolutely hosed up. And then they were looking at Royal Ascot, and I don't think he actually ever made it there, but you know, he was campaigned at a higher level after that. So he could be quite interesting. But yeah, Bergerac for me, a horse who's improving through the ranks, you know, in good form. And we actually, this is one of our price boost races as well, so we will be boosting one of the runners in this. But yeah, so I think Bergerac for me in what's a pretty tricky race. I think probably this, I think, imagine that Diamond Spirit, the ceiling has probably been reached with this horse now, and won its last 25 starts up to a mark of 85 now. Although I suppose the services of Holly Doyle is not to be sniffed at.
Okay, Bergerac for Brett Williams, but it sounds like Zarzini's the one to keep an eye on in this race at a bigger price. And Tom Park, you're going to finish us off here. Who's going to win this?
It's a good race, this, isn't it? Like, there's quite a few popular names from the turf scene. So, yeah, the one I like is Bedford Flyer. Another who really likes it here at Lingfield. Form figures of 1-1-4-2-1. The latest of them, he absolutely bolted up. It was a small run of field. He was put up £7 as a result, but he's been as high as 100 in the past. So still some scope, I think, in his mark of 93. Excuses for his 2 defeats since his next start, Newcastle, where he faced quite a few of these. Probably came a little bit too soon. He hit the front that day and just got tired at the finish. But that was just 9 days after his win at Lingfield. I think Connections were trying to take advantage of the penalty that he got as opposed to the £7 rise. But he faces a few of them here. I'd fancy him overturn the form with them. Then he bumped into a proper group horse, I think, in Clarendon House on his next start. Ran well to be second. I just think there's a good chance he's still well handicapped off 93. He's got good draw in one. Not always the quickest out of the stalls, but he pulls quite hard early on. So I think even if he was to kind of miss the break, I could still see him holding this position, which is often the problem being drawn one in a 500. So he likes to go from the front or certainly be up with the pace. I think he's got a good chance, Bedford Flyer.
Okay, Bedford Flyer in the 235 for Tom Park. We now move on to the 310, which is the Winter Oaks Fillies Handicap. 1 mile, 2 furlongs here in a Class 2 event. And Oh So Grand is top of the market at 9-4. Twirling is 4-1. The Crisford's dominating the top of the market here. Miss Bluebell, 11-2. Storymaker, 11-2. Behind the Scenes is 7-1. Queen Regent, 10-1. 11-1 about Eleanor Cross and 16-1. And bigger the rest. Brett, it seems like it's all about the Crisford's runners here. And we've already mentioned Ryan Moore. He's on the outside of the two of the Crisford runners here. Who do we fancy?
Yeah, it's a good race, isn't it? There's this £51,000 to the winner here. So, you know, people tend to not the all-weather, but this time of year to get a race of this value is, you know, big ups to all of those concerned. It is a very good race. It's very competitive. A lot of them are sort of just improving through the ranks. Storymaker is one of those sort of in winning class, 4s and 5s. So this is a big step up for her. Oh So Grand holds a few of these on form, but she doesn't hold Queen Regent on form. They fought out the finish at Lingfield a couple of starts ago. Queen Regent is actually slightly better off at the weights on this occasion. Rab Havlin rides for John and Thady Gosden, and she's got the cheap pieces on for the first time as well, which may just eke out that little bit more sort of out of her. And she's pretty consistent. And for me, Queen Regent is the one to side with in what's a really good race. Looking forward to, actually, which is, I never thought I'd be looking forward to an all weather race at this time of the year, but I am.
Flat racing's coming, Brett. Don't worry. 64 days to the Lincoln. Not that I'm counting down. Tom Park, who's going to be taking out the Winter Oaks Fillies Handicap?
Yeah, I slightly disagree with Brett in the sense that I was pretty taken by Oh So Grand's win against Queen Regent. I know she did a lot wrong, and she was absolutely powering home at the finish. She only got bumped up £4. I kind of think there's still plenty of improvement in her to come. Trainer won this last year, so as you'd expect, this has probably been the plan for a long time, given the prize money. As you mentioned, he also trains Twirling. She probably looked to make all. I think she'll be the one who's likely to go from the front. And as I said, I do quite like horses over this kind of distance who come from off the pace at this particular track. I'm going to side with also Grant. I was pretty taken. I was surprised the handicapper only bumped her up for. I think there's plenty more to come from her.
Okay, Oh So Grand for Tom Park. And Robbie Wilders finishes off in the 310.
Yeah, see the case about Oh So Grand did quite well. Winning from where she came from last time, second last turn, and then did it really, really cosily. I don't know, just looking at the prices, I can't understand how Twirling is sort of second favourite, but then Daisy is the rank outside of the field, considering Daisy finished ahead in front of her at Lingfield last time. That was Daisy's first run back for a new yard, and all her forms before that is over a mile two. She's won at Salisbury over a mile two, which is a pretty stiff track. And she's definitely going to be better over this extra 2 furlongs. I'm not sure Twirling's guaranteed to stay an extra couple of furlongs. She might well do it at Lingfield, to be fair. But I don't know, I can't really understand that discrepancy. And the trainer, Barry Brennan, is 1 from 1 over the last fortnight. He had a 15-2 winner yesterday. So that's one that I can see coming in for money, Daisy.
Okay, Daisy, the outside of the whole field for Robbie Wilders at 16-1 with Unibet. Go on, Brett.
I'm just going to say, I should just alert our viewers that we are super boosting the price of every single runner in that race. So you will get the best slot. So that's one of our super boost races there at Lingfield.
Okay, so you get a really big price about Daisy currently. So yeah, I think is that from 9 a.m. tomorrow, Brett, on Saturday morning?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So 9 a.m. Saturday morning, you can get all the horses in that race super boosted with Unibet. Let's move on to the final race at Lingfield that we cover on the all weather. It's the 3:45, which is a 2 mile handicap, and this is a Class 5 event. Not often we'll be covering Class 5 events here on the podcast, but look, we are. Market looks like this with Unibet. 2 past 8 is the 4-1 favourite. Joint favourite of Havana Zam, also at 4-1. African Star, 9-2. LaRue Chinois is 11-2. Grain of Hope, 13-2. Man of Riddles, 15-2. Gordon Gray, 9-1. 16-1. And bigger about the rest of the field. And Tom Park, I'll start with you. Who wins this Class 5 event on the all-weather?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I think I mentioned it to you in the build-up to this. Like, I don't mind getting stuck into a couple of class twos on the all weather at this time of the in the middle of the jump season. But yeah, class fives over 2 mile, 0 to 70s, not really my mantle really. So I'm happy to kind of hopefully Robbie's got some good advice. I wouldn't want to put anyone away thinking that trying to kind of get stuck into this, but hopefully Robbie's got some insight into this conundrum.
Come on then, Mr.
Well, unlike Mr. Park, I'm very happy to put people away, and I'm going to do that with African Star. This horse is only rated 69, but you look at his pedigree, he's rated to a couple of 100 plus performers. We've not seen loads from him. He's quite likely raced for Sylvester Kirk, but he's actually been running quite well lately. He's definitely open to further improvement as a stayer. Quite often when horses aren't good enough to win handicaps over a mile and a half, they tend to have sort of enough speed when they move up in trip. I think he's worth a try at it. And he returns to the scene of his maiden win here at odds of 80-1 last August. So I think he's probably the most interesting runner, but it's tough, isn't it?
It definitely is a class five event. African Star around 9-2 of Unibet currently. And Brett Williams, you're going to end the all-weather action, hopefully with a winner.
Yeah, well, the good thing is, you know, if you're missing your jump racing, you've got Alan King represented, you've got Emma Laval, you've got Lydia Ritz, you've got Tom Simmons, so you've got all your jump trainers and you've got 2 milers. You've got a few horses that have been running over hurdles and back on the flat, notably 2 past 8, actually, as you said, just about favourite at the moment. I'm not entirely convinced about this one. I think he's had 6 runs on the flat, 2 of them on your weather, still a maiden, so yet to get his head in front. I agree that African Star has to be of interest stepping up in trip. You know, has been doing nothing wrong and, you know, reasonably consistent. But I do think Havana Zam is the most likely winner here for Callum Shepherd and Tom Sims. You know, I thought it was impressive last time over a mile and a half at Wolverhampton, 1 going away. Isn't that much higher, only a £4 rise in the weights. As I said, in the race where I think the favourite is quite vulnerable, I do think Havana Zam is the one to side with here.
Okay, Havana Zam to finish things off with on the all-weather for Brett Williams. Now, we are slowly, as much we're talking about the all-weather, slowly leading in to Cheltenham. There's no better time to sign up to Racing Post Members Club. Our app is continuing to improve. Members Club is now available on the app, and you can now get race replays available. If you haven't already, update the app, and you can get race replays on the app. And if you haven't already signed up to Members Club, why not? Check this out. Welcome back to the Racing Postcast, brought to you by the Racing Post, sponsored by Unibet. Sam Hart, Tom Park, Robbie Wilders and Brett Williams taking you through the weekend action. We take a trip across to Sunday's racing now, the Winter Millions Festival. This is the final day of the festival and it's all National Hunt action. We'll see Tom Park probably more excited about this than the all-weather, I'm hoping. We kick things off with the 1:15 there, which is the Lightning Novices Chase, a Grade 2 event over 2 miles. The betting with Unibet currently looks like this. Matata's 5-2. Jello is 3-1. Master Chewy also 3-1. JPR 1 is 100-30. And Pembroke is 7-1. Come on then, Parky. Who wins this Lightning Novices Chase? It's a good race.
This is a belting race, isn't it? It really is. I love Jello. Like as a horse, I've had some luck with him this season, and just a big fan of the horse. That said, sentiment can be a punter's worst enemy, and he might have a job on his hand giving £5 to JPR1 here, and just the prices as well. I think Jello's considerably shorter than JPR1. Forgive me, I wasn't really listening when you were reading out the prices there, so forgive me if I'm wrong there, but when at the time of studying he was a little bit shorter. He's got to give £5. Just think that JPR1 is, out of all of these, he's the one who I think could well turn out to be like a one who's maybe competing in the Arkle. I'm not sure Jello, as likeable as he is he much better than his current mark of 149, maybe a few pounds. I think JPR1 potential is a little, his ceiling's a little bit higher. Obviously, a couple of major jumping errors have perhaps cost him his last 2 races. Whether he'd have won in the Henry VIII last time, I'm not so sure, but it certainly didn't help his chances came at an awkward time, I think two out, when he just pecked on landing, all but ended his chance there. And then he was going to absolutely hose up at Cheltenham the time before. I think that's good form. And yeah, just getting that £5 from Master Chewy and Jello here, I think he's just about the one to side with. I feel bad abandoning Jello, and no doubt he'll make me pay for it. But that tends to be how these things go. But yeah, it's JPR1 for me.
Okay, JPR1 for Tom Park. You could make a case for all of these Robbie Wilders, couldn't you? You could definitely see either of these when you wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, it's a really good race. It's definitely looks much better than when it used to be hosted at Doncaster. They used to sort of attract a lot of odds on favourites, but you won't get that this year. They're going 3-1 the field. I thought the one to beat was actually Matata. He gets weight from Jello, Master Chewy and Pembroke, but he's actually produced the best RPR by £4, courtesy of his handicap second to Liberty Hunter last time. I think that's going to work out as really good handicap form. And it was his first start following about an 80-day break. I think he's probably going to step forward from it. And to me, he's probably the most likely winner, but it is tricky.
It definitely is. Matata for Robbie Wilders. Brett Williams, the 115 at Lingfield, who wins this?
Yeah, I think just to echo your sentiments, that this is a real top-notch of a race, and you can really make a case for all of them. I don't want to rule out Pembroke, but I imagine that is the most unlikely winner, because won a couple of races and sort of been winning walkovers and egg and spoon races and so forth. So you can probably draw a line through him, but the rest of them you can really give a strong chance to. As you said, Nigel Twiston-Davis got a strong hand in it. I quite like his other one, though, to be honest, Master Chewy. And that was a good win in the Wayward Lad at Kempton last time. Rock solid effort. I think as well, interesting, this horse was actually entered in the 2-mile handicap chase and this race. So the fact that they're sort of competing in this grade has obviously got to be quite significant. Jello hosed that horse on a little bit of form from Aintree in November, so they're quite closely matched. But no, I think Master Chewy, I think he's actually got some decent form in races of this nature and at this track. So for me, Master Chewy in what's a corker of a race. I would like to have seen JPR1 run a little bit better at Sandown last time to have given that a squeak. Although that form does look quite good now with Colonel Harry coming out and winning at Wetherby last week. But no, Master Chewy for me.
Master Chewy in the Lightning Novices Chase for Brett Williams. The 150 comes up next. This is the handicap chase over 2 miles of class, 2 event. And St. Siegel is the 9-4 favourite. The King of PRs is 3-1. Ferrero Bamboo, 9-2. Triple Trade is 5-1. First Flow, 11-2. And Real Stone is 12-1. And Robbie Wilders, you're going to kick things off for this race.
Cheers, mate. Yeah, I think St. Siegel most likely winner here. He actually... I thought he would have won that Ascot race last time if he didn't fall at the last. Good race. Boot Hill was there. Fred Arms, a lot of old faces. I think that was a good race. I think this is a weaker one. I've just always thought he's sort of shaped as if he is going to be a fair bit better than the mark in the 130s. And if he is over that, I think he's the most likely winner.
Okay, St. Siegel for Robbie Wilders. Brett Williams, St. Siegel for you or not?
No, I quite like Ferro Bamboo here for Venetia Williams and Charlie Deutsch. Real consistent. Coming down to a nice little mark as well, of 1.136, been dropped some £4 from last time out. And also, that's one of our price boost races as well. So check out unibet.co.uk for which horse will be boosted in that race. But Ferro Bamboo for me in that.
Ferro Bamboo, Venetia Williams, bangs in winners almost every weekend now. So yeah, can't go wrong with Ferro Bamboo. And Tom Park, who's winning this?
Yeah, Freo Bamboo, if you look at his form directly, it looks like he's been dropped £4. He actually ran £4 out of the handicap last time, which is why it looks like he's running off 140. He runs off 136 here, but like, I think the handicapper, he might have made a massive mistake not bumping this horse up. I mean, he ran off the equivalent of 140 last time in the race at Cheltenham, stage style running. Now, them two went pretty hard up front, but he had stage start beating a long, long way out. He got into a lovely, lovely rhythm up front and was just going really hard at his fences, jumping brilliantly, like a really well handicapped horse off 140. He maybe did a bit too much in the end, but when stage start had enough, Frail Bamboo was pulling away from the field. Shake Him Up Harry was the horse that came and got him and beat him by 7 lengths in the end, but I just think he went a little bit. He maybe paid the price at the end to kind of win the race, but it's a good second. I mean, they've absolutely hammered the third and fourth. They've finished strung out that washing. I mean, I think the drop back to 2 miles could really allow that exuberance to, he can be really, he can just go really hard up front. And yeah, I just think 136, like, to me, that was a really well handicapped horse that was running last time, of 140. So he's got at least £4 in hand. I agree with Rob. St. Siegel's obviously the one to beat. I think you're right about that Ascot form. However, I just can't let Frail. I think this is just one really well handicapped horse. So yeah, Frail Bamboo for me.
2 votes for Frero Bamboo then, and 1 vote for St. Siegel in the 150 there. Moving on to the 225, it gets really competitive here. The handicap hurdle, this is the Weatherby's Hamilton handicap hurdle over 2 miles, 7 furlongs, another class 2 event where Nurse Susan is currently topping the market with Unibet 7-2, Bold Endeavour and Gal Road 5-1, Mocha Devassi 7-1, Ramo is 17-2, 9-1 about Classic Concord, double figures about the rest of the field here. Brett Williams, this is a money back if second or third race, I believe, on Sunday, but only available from Sunday morning. Is that right?
Yeah, it is indeed. So if you back the second or the third in this race, we will be giving you your money back as cash. And again, another good race, very competitive handicap. Nurse Susan, as you said, she is the favourite. She was impressive last time at some chat, and she's stepping up in trip here, but you know, she won quite decisively going away, so I wouldn't be concerned at all about the step up in trip. Just talking to Nicky Henderson about the chances of Bold Endeavour, of course his Unibet blog will be out literally probably as we speak, it's been typed up and put out live. And in Bold Endeavour, I suppose the handicapper loves horses like him, because you know where you stand with him. He's so consistent. He probably should have won at Cheltenham last time, but he hung a little bit, and then his jockey lost his stick, which didn't help his chance. But you know, I think Nicky thought he was quite an unlucky loser. Whether he's good enough again to win off this mark, giving weight all round, is questionable. But you know he's going to put up a good effort. And then that brings you down to Gower Road, who's got some good form at this track. Finished place behind Metia in the handicap hurdle last year. Has been chasing back over hurdles last time at Ascot. That was a fair enough effort behind Crambo. Obviously stepping back down in grade now. So I think you can make a case for Gower Road. And I just know this is a meeting that Nigel Twiston Davis does tend to target. Obviously, why wouldn't you? The prize money is so good. Yeah, so Gower Road for me, and what's a good little race.
Okay, Gower Road for Brett Williams. There's a slight nod there from Tom Parks. I'm going to come to you next, Tom. Did you give Gower Road a good chance?
Yeah, I fear Gower Road a lot. I've not opted for him. He seems to be a horse that, Nigel Twiston Davis, when they really targeted one, and I suspect they really have targeted this one, he seems to get backed off the board, and he's just a horse that when I always get the wrong side of him. So I do fear Gal Road. I'm going to side with Nurse Susan. Look, like, I just get the feeling that the Skeletons think an awful lot of her. She was disappointing first time out after a long, long layoff, 600 days plus. A run before that was actually in the Mayor's Novice Hurdle behind Love Envoir. That was a really good renewal of the Mayor's Novice. Like, Nurse Susan had Impervious, Party Central. I think Dino Blue was in the race that day. So, like, there were some good horses in the race. So you can mark up that form. She's rated 129. Like, she could be a lot better than that. And I just like the way she needed every yard of the. She won at Cheltenham last time. She needed every yard of that over 2.5 miles. So the step up to 2.7 miles, I think, will just bring out more improvement. She's unexposed. It's Nurse Susan for me. Yeah,
Nurse Susan for Tom Park. Robbie Wilders, this handicap hurdle.
I fear Nurse Susan. She keeps having a lot of good entries in listed races and group races. The fact that she's still going in a handicapped, interesting new trip, interesting angle. I just thought Gal Road was still the one to beat, though. I mean, he was given Crambo a pound when they met Haydock. He was only barely a length behind him there. And then he was thrown in at the deep end for the grade one. He's only sent off 10-1 for that long walk hurdle. I thought that's much shorter than he should have been, considering he was rated only 141. He finished seventh there. He's probably as good as he was entitled to, but the handicap has not exactly reacted. He's only £2 higher now, and he's still quite low mileage as a 3-mile hurdle. It looks like he stays the trip, so I think you're getting a pretty sound each-way price there.
Okay, there we go. Well, that's all three selections for the handicap hurdle at 2.25. We move on now to the big return of L'Empresse in the Fleur de Lys Chase. 2 miles, 6 furlongs here at 3 o'clock at Lingfield. Class 2 event. 8 to 13 is the current price of Unibet about L'Empresse for this race. Protectorat's 13 to 8. And then we're looking at bigger prices. Does He Know 20 to 1. I Will Do It 22 to 1. Highland Hunters 28 to 1. And Fallback is 50 to 1. It looks a match race here, Robbie, between the top two. Are we with the returning L'Empresse or the horse that's had a run in the last sort of 40 days in Protectorat?
Yeah, I'm with L'Empresse, but I'm not going to be backing him at odds on. I've backed him. If you do like him here, I think you'd be better advised to back him for the Gold Cup because the odds of 20 to 1 will shorten if he wins impressively. I think he is entitled to on form, certainly. He's back going left-handed. He didn't look in love with going right-handed in the King George when last seen. But, you know, reportedly he's been going really well. Venetia's very good at sort of saddling one from a long layoff. I wouldn't worry about the time away. And if Protectorat runs like he did in the Betfair Chase, then he's got no chance. I know he was better last time at Cheltenham, but he's got to give L'Empresse £4. And if L'Empresse is a Gold Cup horse, I think he really should be taking this out.
Just quickly, Robbie, I know I want to speed through these, but if L'Empresse were to win this in decent style, do you think he does become now the best of the British for the Gold Cup?
Yeah, best of the British, definitely, yeah. Like, off the top of my head, I can't really think of a great like British contender. No. So I think all robes really well. He's the one we're hanging our hats on at the moment, isn't he?
Absolutely, yeah. L'Empresse, Brett Williams. I'd imagine this horse. I don't know whether he'll be really popular in the betting on the day. I don't know whether he'll come in for a lot of support. But like Robbie said, he needs to be winning this if he's ever going to be a Gold Cup contender.
Oh yeah, I mean, and sort of to answer your question again, I mean, I suppose Shiskin would be the other sort of leading hope for the Gold Cup. So yeah, this will have a bit of an impact on the. On the blue ribbon, you know, you look at the race and you're trying to find a reason to get L'Empresse beaten, and there isn't really. I'm not worried at all that he hasn't been seen for 391 days. Venetia Williams can get them tuned up, having been off the track for 2 years, so that's not an issue at all for me. I think he's won around 4 times over this trip as well. Unlike Protectorat, he was actually staying on really well over 3 at Cheltenham last time. I'm not entirely convinced the step down in trip is going to suit him unless they go out and make every post a winning one. And then that brings down to Does He Know for Kim Bailey, of course, who won it with 2 for Gold a couple of years ago. So I'm not saying he's a race he targets, but he obviously knows how to win it. And yeah, Does He Know has obviously got to improve a lot on what we've seen so far. But he's a classy horse in his own right. And I'd also like to see I Would Do It run well. Again, 2.6 is definitely going to be on the short side for him. But I do a lot of work with Sam Thomas. I know the horse has been working well, and you know he ran well in the Welsh Grand National last time. But no, there's no doubt about it. Some L'Empresse should take all of the beating here. And it'd be nice to see a proper, genuine, you know, candidate emerge from this side of the sea for the Gold Cup, because we need a good English winner, don't we?
We absolutely do. And Tom Park, are you hoping for that as well? The hat trick for L'Empresse?
Yeah, I'm a big, big L'Empresse fan. I think if he kind of comes back and retains the ability that we saw in his novice and in his first couple of starts in senior company, then I think he's a big player in the Gold Cup. Whether I'd be backing him at like big odds on in this, look, he should win. It's a long layoff. Is he going to be absolutely fully wound up for this? Probably not. I'd probably leave him alone. I think that the play here is, if you were to back L'Empresse, I think you can get 14 to 1 on run or no bet for the Gold Cup. Like, that's a no-brainer, because if he wins this in spectacular style, he's going to be single figures. If he wins this, even grinding it out, he's going to be shorter than 14 to 1. And if he doesn't win this, I could see them maybe even going back and trip for the Ryanair, or maybe just skipping Cheltenham altogether. There's a good chance that if he was to not retain that ability, that he wouldn't turn up in the Gold Cup, which means you might be getting your money back anyway. So yeah, I think 14 to 1 non-runner bet for the Gold Cup is probably actually the play rather than taking short odds here. But I'd hope he'd win. Like, it's a tough task. Protectorat's a likeable enough horse, and if there was stamina, if there was fitness concerns, he could maybe take advantage of that. But yeah, he ought to be winning. But yeah, Gold Cup non-runner bet would be the play for me.
Okay, yeah, I think a lot of punters might be looking at that in terms of the fact that knowing that he's going to win this and he'll end up a lot shorter for a Gold Cup. So we'll just wait and see. We just hope the old Lom Press is back. The final race we move on to then is a staying test. It's the 3:35. It's the Surrey National Handicap Chase. Class 3 event over 3 mile, 5 furlongs. Regal Blue, Jondra O'Neill, Nick Schofield, top market 11-2. Animal is 6-1. O'Connell 13-2. Hold That Tort and Not Sure 7-1. 11-1 about Fernhill, Mumbo Jumbo 12-1. Bar these extra places, it's got to be in a national, hasn't there, Brett?
Always, yeah. You can always rely on Unibet, can't you? We are paying four places each way in this. What is it? The Surrey National. There we go. I won't say sponsors. I get in trouble. I get shot. Animal is the horse that I just come down to. You know, it's a race I wouldn't want to be honest, get too involved in. James Bowen, obviously a very positive jockey booking. Ran well at Market Race and last time, won on soft ground at some Sandown before that. And it will be quite a traditional ground, I would have thought, you know, come 3:35. And then I know it's going to be hard for him to carry top weight, but I do think Fernhill could just be interesting. Had the wind operation, got the tongue time for the first time. But again, just the weight is, I think, is going to tell for me in that race. So for that reason, I'm going to stick with Animal.
Okay, Animal, Brett Williams, Fernhill, potentially the one to be the worry. Tom Park, who are you with?
Yeah, I think it's going to be an incredible day for the Charlie Deutsch and Venetia Williams duo, because I really like Hold That Tort here. It's hard to say that, isn't it? Hold That Tort.
Sure, Hold That Tort.
Yeah. look, from when he won his first race this season at Ascot, Venetia Williams had like a twinkle in her eye about this horse. Like, I think that he's clearly had problems, but I just get the impression that they think that they've kind of got to the bottom of the now, and he certainly looks like he has on his last couple of starts. He's looked really professional. For that, because he kind of lost his way a little bit, he's started this season off a mark of 122. Now, he's only up £8 for winning two races since of 130. I don't think that goes anywhere near the limit of this horse's ability. I'm actually surprised he's not favourite here. I think he's a really solid bet. I know it's a really competitive race, but I just think that he is the one that could just be miles better than these. I think he's the class of the field. He's got 11-12 to carry, but yeah, I think he's got a good bit in hand. I think he'll win this.
Just do me a favour, Parky, with Venetia Williams and Charlie Deutsch. Back hold that sort, throw a bamboo, and just don't forget to put Jello in that treble. Just
I know, I'll have to.
Yeah. You definitely will. Robbie Wilders, the Surrey National, who's winning this?
Yeah, mate, respect Hold That Tort, certainly. But I have a bit more respect for Dr. Kananga at quite a big price. Ben Clark training the last winner of this, the 2022 running. And I was actually quite interested in this horse for the Classic Chase at Warwick. He didn't get declared in the end. But he was a bit of an eye-catcher on his first start of the season at Haydock. He travelled well for quite a long way. It was his first run following wind surgery. Second run back, he's down from... He was rated 140 when he ran in the beach in December 2022. He's only had a handful of runs since, and he's down £15. And I imagine a big national like this has been the long-term aim. So Dr. Kananga's one I could see going well.
Dr. Kananga, the one to end our preview of the Lingfield Winter Millions Festival. So there we go, racing covered for the weekend. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we do get racing on Sunday there at Lingfield. In our final part of the podcast, we are going to be looking at any other bets and getting our best bets. But before then, have a look at these offers from Unibet.
Want betting on the horses to be anything but flat? With an app that impresses every time out. You're on. Want to watch live streaming of races in the UK, Ireland and around the globe? And get a chance to win even bigger with 3 UniBoosts every day on any horses you want. UniBet, you're on.
Welcome back to the final part of the Racing Postcast, brought to you by the Racing Post, sponsored by Unibet, Sam Hart, Tom Park, Robbie Wilders and Brett Williams. Taking you through the weekend action, we get into our final part of the show where we look at any other bets and get the best bets for the weekend. We have some quality racing over in Ireland this weekend. Tom Park, I'm going to come to you. The 135 there is a Grade 2 chase over 2 mile, 4 furlongs. Some cracking horses in this. What do we make of this one?
Yeah, belter. Obviously, Alahor coming back. He's your short price favourite. Envoy Lens in there. Ryanair winner, of course. Appreciate it. Look, it's a belting race. I'm keen to take on Alahor. Yeah, there was just something in his King George run that I didn't like. And I just don't think he is anywhere near the Alahor that we have come to love over the last few years, particularly at Cheltenham. Now, he may well bounce back and he might blow this field apart, but I just think we are still 10 now, appreciate it, which is the same age as Alahor, which is quite unbelievable to think. But I've just got a feeling that he's coming to the boil. And I've liked his runs over further. Drop back to 2 mile 4 is going to be right back in his. This is his kind of thing. And I just think that he might serve it up to appreciate. I can just see him sitting in. He might serve it up to Alahor, sorry. I can see him sitting in behind. And I think Alahor is. I think that kind of kick from the front may well have gone. And I just think that appreciate it might come and strike with some fresher legs, albeit he is a 10-year-old, which is unbelievable. I feel like he was running in bumpers as 2 years ago. So, but yeah, appreciate it. He's going to turn over Alahor, I think.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, a decent price. I think appreciate it will be on the day. It's the 135 at Furless on Sunday. Robbie Wilde has already alerted me during the advert break that he hasn't got any other selections, so we'll get his best bet shortly. And Brett Williams, what else have we got going on this weekend? What's happened with Unibet? Is there any other offers, markets that we should be focusing on?
We've been, as we're talking about the racing on your weather, we might as well mention, of course, the Winter Derby. I was about to say the Lingfield Winter Derby, but it's not. It's moved now to Southern, hasn't it? Really confused me. But yeah, so we're out with the Winter Derby, which of course takes place from Southern on the 24th of February. Lord North is currently our 11-4 favourite, 3-1 Dubai Honour, and 4-1 Middle Earth at the moment. So go on to unibet.co.uk. Of course, if Lord North, I think, and he's won it last 2 years, hasn't he, I think. And then he's going to go on and run in the Dubai Turf at Maidan. So, yeah, we are the first out with the Winter Derby. So go on to unibet.co.uk.
I'll certainly be getting stuck into that with my love for the flat. So I'll have a look at that after this show has finished. Now it's time to get the best bets for the weekend. I'm going to kick things off in the 3-10 at Lingfield, the Winter Oaks Fillies handicap there. I think this horse also grand at the top of the market. Well, Tom Parks made an excellent case. Really impressed by this horse's win at Lingfield, Newcastle Prior. The Crisford's obviously targeting this race with the two at the top of the market. Twirling's obviously going to be a massive worry with Ryan Moore on board. But I think this race has been set up for Oso Grand. I think this four-year-old's actually improving as well. So I'll be taking Oso Grand in the 3-10 at Lingfield as my nap. Tom Park, you'll be happy the fact that Oso Grand's been added in. But who's going to be your nap this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to side with Nurse Susan in the 225 at Lingfield on Sunday. For reasons mentioned earlier, like I think she's really well handicapped potentially off 129, and the step up in trips really going to suit her. Skeletons are in flying form. So yeah, it was a little bit of a toss up. I fancy a few of the Venetias on Sunday as well. But Nurse Susan for the Skeletons, 225 at Lingfield.
Don't worry, Parker. We know you're going to be on that treble, so that's all that matters. Robbie Wilders, who's the best bet for you this weekend?
Yes, mate. 2 o'clock at Lingfield, Plant a Dream, Saturday.
Okay, Plant a Dream for Robbie Wilders in the 2 o'clock at Lingfield on Saturday. And Brett Williams, your nap, please.
Well, the good news is we are price boosting in the Fleur de Lis chase, so you should get some decent value with L'Empress. But I still think it could be a good afternoon for Venetia Williams with Frero Bamboo. In the 150, been a model of consistency. I think it's reasonably well treated. So Frero Bamboo for me at Lingfield.
Frero Bamboo, that's on Sunday for Brett Williams. And you can get these all boosted as soon as the show has been uploaded. You can see it on YouTube. You'll see that all of these are boosted. Naps are boosted with Unibet. So do go to unibet.co.uk and check those out. Now we've got a bit of short time just to see what people are up to this weekend. I'll fly through Tom Park. I'd imagine you're not watching the all-weather action. On ITV, what are you going to be up to?
I won't be watching any of it, unfortunately. My wife's birthday this weekend, so we're off to Edinburgh. So she doesn't know, but she won't be watching the podcast, I wouldn't have thought. So it won't be anything there. But yeah, off to Edinburgh. So going even colder than where we are here in the northeast, but that should be good.
Well, happy birthday to your lovely wife. Hope you have a lovely time in Edinburgh. Robbie Wilde, is your plans this weekend?
Yes, mate. Going to go on a long cycle around Richmond Park tomorrow morning. I think I need it. I've not done much cardio this year, so let's get that resting heart rate down. And then I'm going to watch all this brilliant racing at Lingfield on Saturday. And then I'm going to probably eat a takeaway in the evening. And then I've got nothing on Sunday. Yourself?
Okay. No, I'll just chill out. I'm probably going to be saying I'm just going to be relaxing. I think I've got a little bit of work to do around the house, actually. So I'll probably get that all done. I mean, you mentioned earlier that I was in a hotel room, Robbie, but that is not the case.
I was going to say, they'll clean that for you.
It's my room. Don't worry about that. Brett Williams, where are you this week? And are you actually going racing at all?
Fingers crossed if it's on. If it's not, I've been invited to lunch in Oxford, so I should be enjoying a bit of lunch there. But no, enjoying a day on the sofa tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that Oaks race where I'm going to have the Queen's Regent win.
Okay, well, we'll just wait and see. I mean, that is my nap in there, so we'll just wait and see. That's it for this week's podcast. We're going to be back again next weekend. On Thursday, we'll be back. It's Cheltenham Trials Day, along with Doncaster. We'll be looking at Brett. Will be back with me. We'll also have Keith Melrose and James Stevens, our West Country correspondent, will be on for Cheltenham, which should be exciting. But until then, remember to gamble responsibly, and we'll see you again very soon.